Roan not likely to hear plea for new Frank trial. The Atlanta Journal, Sunday, the 28th of September, 1913, page 1, column 2. Although he would like to do so, there is little probability that case will reach him in time. While Judge L.S. Roan, who presided at the trial of Leo M. Frank, is ready and willing to hear the motion for a new trial in the case, it still appears unlikely that the motion will be argued for several weeks, or before he becomes a judge of the Court of Appeals. Saturday, the amended motion for a new trial had not been served upon the solicitor by Frank's attorneys, and naturally he cannot commence the preparation of his answer and his brief until after he has been served and knows the exact grounds upon which the motion is based. Judge Roan is anxious to dispose of all business pending before him before he takes his seat on the appellate court bench. Saturday morning, he instructed the Solicitor General to have all pending motions set for October 4th and October 11th in order that he might dispose of all cases by the last named date, and the solicitor stated that this would be done as far as possible. At the same time, Judge Roan asked if the prosecuting officer had yet been served with the amended motion in the Frank case, and the latter replied that he had not. "I had hoped that the matter might be disposed of in the next 2 weeks," the court remarked, and the solicitor replied that when he was served that he would make every effort to get ready as quickly as possible to argue the motion, that the solicitor will be able to get ready with his side of the case within 2 weeks from the time he is served with the amended motion is not considered probable. Should the defense of Frank charge that jurors were prejudiced before they were chosen, it might take the solicitor several weeks to get evidence in rebuttal of that introduced by the defense. The record of the evidence in the case is so long that it will take the solicitor probably a week just to read it, and the preparation of his brief will take probably another week. The case is an important one, not be slurred over, and as a result, there is little probability of it being argued before the 13th of next month, when, according to present arrangements, Judge Ben H. Hill is expected to exchange pieces with Judge Roan. As a result of the question of which of the Superior Court judges will the Frank motion is still an open one. The position of Judge Roan in the matter is that the case was tried before him, and that naturally he should pass upon the motion if possible. In addition, he is desirous of leaving just as little unfinished business as possible to his successor. But if the motion can't be heard before the 13th of October, it is not considered probable that he will postpone the taking of his seat on the appellate bench simply in order to hear the Frank motion. Such action is possible. BTU, in view of the congested condition of the courts, it is not probable. When on the appellate bench, Judge Roan will be disqualified to pass upon any case tried by him in the Superior Court, and for that reason, he does not wish to hear any more cases in the Superior Court, continued on page 2, Colonel 2. Page 2, column 2. Roan not likely to hear plea for new Frank trial, continued from page 1. Therefore, if Judge Hill does not take up the work in the Superior Court by October 13th, it will mean that the court calendar will become still more congested and all officials are trying to guard against this contingency. There are now in jail 125 felony prisoners, some of whom have been awaiting trial for several months. There are 8 or 10 murder cases in the lot, and other serious felonies which it will take the court some time to try. As a result, the Superior Court must grind regularly for several months before the jail is cleared. There are many hundreds of bond cases, several of them years old, which the court should dispose of. It has been more than 2 months since the criminal division of the Superior Court was in session, and new arrests have been made daily. The number of pending cases is constantly increasing, and for that reason, it is regarded as likely that, despite the Frank case, Judge Roan and Judge Hill will exchange places on October 13th, and the latter will immediately commence disposing of the pressing business. J.W. Coleman, stepfather of Mary Fagan, conferred with Chief Landford of the detectives over an hour last night, presumably in connection with the Frank case. At the conclusion of the conference, however, neither Mr. Coleman nor the chief would say what it was about. Page 3, Column 1. Indictments against L.C. Thurman dropped 4 indictments, charging atrocious offenses to L.C. Thurman for many years well known in Atlanta, were Noel pressed by Judge L.S. Roan Saturday morning on the recommendation of the Solicitor General. Rosamond Thurman, aged 7, and her 5-year-old sister were the principal witnesses on whose testimony the indictments against their father were returned more than a year ago. In recommending that the cases be dropped without cost, Todd A. defendant, Solicitor Dorsey told the court that he had been informed that the little girls now say that they were told to make the startling charges against their father by their mother and grandmother. The mother, the solicitor said, bears a bad reputation, while the father's general character is excellent. Judge Roan followed the solicitor's recommendation.